We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Fortunate are we to be co-inhabitants with the amazing animals that grace and color our planet.
In countless ways, they add beauty and joy to our lives.
Their nobility, through unconditional love, loyalty, and heroic life-saving actions, is a constant source of wonder and inspiration.
What would our world be like without our fun and intelligent animal friends?
We simply could not imagine it.
Thanks be to the Providence for all the cherished animals.
May we always honor their God-given precious lives
as we honor a part of ourselves.
Splendid viewers, thank you for your company today on Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs can be viewed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland, and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2. Africa, Intelsat 10 Ku band and Intelsat 10 C band. The Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6. Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 19. Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 93 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, Channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, Channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, Channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, Channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. In Kumba, Channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, Channel 1 on Basikan Bafut. In Bafusam, Channel 30 on Blondel Set. And in Adea, Channel 37 on Etablissement Acerna.
In Brazil, in São Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, Channel 37 on TV Costa Veg. In Chile, in Santiago, Channel 33 on Puente Alto TV, and Channel 6 on Quilicura TV. In Provincia de Cordillera, Channel 35 on Provincia de Cordillera TV. And in Provincia de Linares, Channel 2 on Retiro TV.
In Colombia, in Guarandá Sucre, Channel 28 on Guarandá TV. In Guachetá, Cundinamarca, Channel 33 on Guachetá TV. In Ubaté, Cundinamarca, Channel 38 on Cableva TV.
In Bogotá, in Villa Mayor, in Aledaños, Channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudadela, Ciudad Tunal, Channel 31 on Aso Parabórica, Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Encantiva, Upaseta, Boyaca Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia, Channel 43 on Tele Boyaca Real Cable Company. In Channel 62 on Tele Morisco Cable Company. In Candelaria, Nanueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, Channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company. In Localidad 9, Chapinero Kilometro, 5.5 La Calera, Channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, Channel 41 on Teleunidos. In Kennedy, Channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, Channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy, 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso Casablanca, 32 and 33, Urbanización, 25, 26, and 27, Channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Encantiva, 10 Barrios, Channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. In Ciudad Bolivar, Channel 73 on ATV La Estancia. In Alamos Norte, Channel 68 on TV Alamos. In Achi Bolivar, Channel 29 on Achi TV. In Mahagual Sucre, Channel 32 on Mahagual TV. And in Sucre, Sucre, Channel 31 on Sucre TV.
In Costa Rica, in Tilarán, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de San Carlos, Channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago S.A. In Puriscal, Mora and Acosta, Channel 78 on Cablevisión de Occidente. And in Puerto Jiménez, Channel 35 on Cable Corcovado.
In the Dominican Republic, in Tereo El Rio and Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. In Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. And in Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. In Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arcoiris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Jorotel. In Monte Plata Province, Channel 25 on Cablevisión Yamasá. In San Cristobal Province, Channel 75 on Crispel Cablevisión. And in Puerto Plata Province, Channel 29 on Telecable La Unión S.A.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 3 on Itaqua Cablevisión. In Santa Rosa de la Guaray, Channel 21 on Cablevisión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguazú, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguazú. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV. In Penghu County, Channel 03 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingjiang Cable TV. In Taitung County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guoshong Cable TV. And in Bozu City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. In Yunlin County, Channel 108 on Jialiang Cable TV. And Channel 108 on Peigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xingyuan Cable TV. And in Nantou County, Channel 108 on Zhongtou Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Han Alte Cable TV. In Erdenet City, Channel 26 on Elhat Tengger Cable TV. And Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Sukhbatar Zeleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darhan Broadcasting System. And Channel 44 on Elha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting. And in Bayanzurg and Hanul District, Channel 25 on Himor Cable TV. In Khotor on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gunnarin. In Undurhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Samburt Company. And in Senchan City in Dorongob Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company.
In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV. In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg, on Vinamtel. And in Hamburg, on Vilitel, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, in Gouda and the surrounding area, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast. as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones, iPhones, and Android smartphones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, the United Kingdom plans to donate over $27 million yearly to Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan until 2015. In cultural news, Mr. Carlos Slim Helu constructs a $34 million museum in Mexico. Stay tuned for today's Shining World Leadership segment featuring Project Hopeful, an American-based nonprofit which assists families and individuals in adopting orphans with HIV/AIDS. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, April 11th, is the feast day of Italian mystic and Roman Catholic saint Gemma Galgani. She was born in 1878 and passed away on this day in 1903. According to her biography written by her spiritual director, Venerable Father Germano Ruopolo, Saint Gemma spoke with Lord Jesus, the Virgin Mary, her guardian angel, and other saints. She was a prayerful child whose parents passed away when she was young. At the age of 19, she became the caregiver of her 7 brothers and sisters. Having great love for the disadvantaged, Saint Gemma helped those in need in any manner she could. On May 2, 1940, she was canonized a saint by the Roman Catholic Church. May Saint Gemma's devotion to God remind us of the glory of our heavenly hope.
Fly-in news. Rare sandstorm leads to auto fatalities in Germany. At least 8 people lost their lives after an unusual sandstorm descended on Friday, April 8, causing auto accidents due to low visibility that included a pileup of 80 cars and some 130 people injured on an autobahn near Rostock, Germany. The collisions occurred as 90 kilometer per hour winds ripped soil off fields, bearing it aloft for miles, as it also uprooted trees. Meanwhile, Moscow, Russia received 30% of its average monthly snowfall in just one night on Saturday, with power outages and flight delays also reported from the storm. We are saddened by the loss of life and wish for the soon resumed stability of all those affected. May our planet be renewed in harmony and balance through our increased care and consideration of all beings.
International recovery efforts continue in Japan, with the official death toll from the 9.0 magnitude earthquake and tsunami now at more than 12,900. Over 14,800 people are still listed as missing, and an unconfirmed number are still unaccounted for. Meanwhile, another intensive search for missing persons was begun on Sunday by a joint mission of 22,000 personnel from Japan's Self-Defense Force and the U.S. military. Their efforts include the participation of some 40 Maritime Self-Defense Force and Japan Coast Guard divers, who are also scouring offshore waters for those not yet found.
With some 152,000 people still in evacuation shelters, survivors chosen by a lot system began moving into 36 newly constructed temporary homes in Rikuzen Takata, Iwate Prefecture for the first time on Saturday. The Grand Prince Hotel Akasaka, a 700-room luxury hotel in Tokyo, has also offered to accommodate up to 360 displaced people. Meanwhile, as residents have been returning to the still-evacuated 20-kilometer zone around the Fukushima Daiichi nuclear complex to collect needed belongings, the Japanese government is considering making the evacuation zone off-limits to all but disaster relief workers.
Amid the ongoing nuclear crisis at the TEPCO-damaged Fukushima Daiichi complex, a U.S. Marine team of 145 members conducted a practice exercise for the actions needed in case of a nuclear disaster, including rescue and decontamination of people exposed to radiation. At the facility itself, workers continued to risk potentially fatal exposure to radiation in their efforts to cool the plant's reactors. On Sunday, a worker was taken to the hospital, reportedly feeling ill. Although the government had increased the limit of radiation exposure for the plant workers from 100 millisieverts to 250 millisieverts, Kyoto News Agency reported that some outside companies dispatched people to the plant are refusing to adopt the raised limit. On Saturday, TEPCO issued an apology for discharging radiation into the air and the sea, with Prime Minister Naoto Kan expressed his regrets as well for Japan's late notice to neighboring nations about the dumping of contaminated water into the Pacific Ocean. Efforts, meanwhile, continue in removing contaminated water before it fills a tunnel near reactor number 2. The water is now being prevented from leaking into the ocean by diverting it to a 3,000 cubic meter container inside the turbine building.
On Saturday, TEPCO announced that following Thursday's 7.1 fatal aftershock, human error had apparently resulted in a fuel leakage in the only working diesel generator at the Hagashidori Nuclear Power Plant in Aomori Prefecture. forcing usage of an emergency power generator. Amidst these and other issues, Japan's Nuclear and Industrial Safety Agency stated that reassessment of plant safety protocols is necessary and will include requirements such as having at least two backup diesel generators available. Agency spokesperson Hidehiko Nishiyama said, "We had said all along that nuclear power was absolutely secure thanks to its multiple layers of protection and five-layer barriers, and I believed this, but we brought this situation onto ourselves. We need to review everything to ensure safety, regardless of precedence. Our appreciation, Japanese and international governments, military and relief personnel, and nuclear experts, for your efforts to assist during these critical times. With heaven's grace, may such disasters be eased as humanity strives toward kinder, eco-stabilizing lifestyles."
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Citizens, speak out. People in countries across the globe continue to rally for human rights, freedoms, and other government reforms for themselves and their loved ones as they protest in Bahrain, Egypt, France, Hungary, Libya, the United States, and Zimbabwe.
Press TV reports that the number of people detained in Bahrain rose to 800 on Saturday, 25 of whom are women, as the Interior Ministry announced that two protesters had died while in police custody.
Following massive protests in Egypt over concerns the military caretaker government is not addressing the will of the people, the Supreme Council of the Armed Forces announced on Saturday that it would meet another of the protesters' demands by removing some of the provincial governors who had been appointed during the past regime. Meanwhile, protesters continued gathering in Tahrir Square with over 1,000 present on Sunday, despite warnings from the military that they would continue to be forcefully dispersed by the military. With demands that included a more rapid transition to a civilian government, as well as for more officials from the former regime to leave office, they also called for an investigation into the weekend violence that has left at least two citizens dead.
In Zimbabwe, thousands gathered to peacefully protest the increased violence in the country, with plans for Prime Minister Morgan Tsvangirai to conclude the march with a prayer, but police used force to disperse the group, arresting at least four people.
In France, 61 people were arrested as a group marched against a law about to be enacted that would ban Muslim women from using a veil to cover their face in public.
Thousands of U.S. citizens from over 500 peace, labor, and community organizations rallied in New York City on Saturday to call for an end to the U.S. military occupation of Iraq and Afghanistan and for the funds to go instead towards social services and the employment of people in peaceful professions, while also protesting against discriminating attitudes towards Muslims and attempts to curb bargaining rights for workers.
As we mourn the lives lost, we pray for the conflicts to cease as citizens in all countries join in shared respect, freedom, and dignity. for peace to prevail across the globe.
In sorrowful response to these unfortunate world events, Supreme Master Ching Hai lovingly reminds, "If the road is wrong, the more we walk on it, the more we go wrong. Any leaders who committed harm to others should stop at once, sincerely repent to God, and act to redeem their mistaken deeds. Then they will be pardoned. Even if humans can't forgive, heaven will."
Disney goes to China. On Friday, April 8th, the construction of the Shanghai Disney Resort was officially inaugurated following approval for the theme park by the Chinese central government. A ceremony featured traditional Chinese drum music, Mandarin soloist, and a 50-voice children's choir from Shanghai, as well as Mickey Mouse and Minnie Mouse dressed in traditional Chinese costumes. Walt Disney President and CEO Robert A. Iger said, "Today marks a significant milestone in the history of the Walt Disney Company. Our Shanghai resort will be a world-class family vacation destination that combines classic Disney characters and storytelling with the uniqueness and beauty of China. The 390-hectare resort is expected to be complete within 5 years, ready to welcome visitors from the region's 300 million people." Wow, congratulations Shanghai, China, for becoming a home to this classic family theme park. May Shanghai Disneyland welcome both children and the young at heart to share many unforgettable, joyous moments with loved ones.
Russians and Poles commemorate 1 year anniversary of tragic Smolensk plane crash. A year after a plane carrying Poland's President Lech Kaczynski and 95 others, including his wife and distinguished political and military leaders, went down near Smolensk, Russia, Poland's First Lady Anna Komorowska and victims' family members attended a ceremony at the crash site on Saturday, April 9, while many other ceremonies were held across Poland. They also visited a site in the nearby Kachin Forest, which had been the intended destination of the plane, to commemorate the 70th anniversary of a time in war when many Poles lost their lives, which is also being honored by Polish President Bronislaw Komorowski and Russian President Dmitry Medvedev at a ceremony on Monday. Our respectful sympathies for the families of the victims and the Polish people at this tragic loss, as we also pay tribute to their cherished lives. Wishing the people of Poland and Russia the solidarity of shared comfort and respect in ever-expanding cordial relations.
Save our planet. Penguin rescue efforts after South Atlantic oil spill. A rescue operation is working to save endangered northern rockhopper penguins in the British Tristan da Cunha archipelago, a set of islands halfway between Africa and Argentina, where an oil spill from a freighter that ran aground has already claimed the lives of about 300 penguins. The islands are home to the second largest population of seabirds in the world, including nearly half of all the known rockhoppers, which have declined 90% in numbers since the 1950s. Rescue workers are using inflatable boats and vessels to ferry the penguins to rehabilitation centers on the main Tristan da Cunha island. Nearly 5,000 of a total estimated 10,000 oil penguins have been transported, where rescuers and conservationists from groups like the Ocean Foundation are quickly trying to clean the penguins. Environmental cleanup is also an urgent necessity because even the birds successfully released to the sea will return to the islands in a few months. We thank the rescue team members for your loving efforts, as well as the hospital islanders for opening your doors to welcome humans and recovering animals alike. Our prayers for the protection of the rare rockhopper penguins and their fellow seabird friends as we strive to regard with greater care the fragile habitat of our fellow beings.
Save Our Planet. A 5-year study by UK scientists has found that the timing of the American Redstart Warbler's spring migration after wintering in Jamaica is determined by rainfall amounts, with weather changes due to global warming resulting in the warbler's earlier departure for the north.
Save Our Planet. Facing extreme water shortages due to an already arid climate and years of below-average rainfall, Jordan considers tapping the 300,000-year-old Dissi Aquifer despite its known high levels of radiation, with eco-advocacy groups like Friends of the Earth recommending that more sustainable alternatives be found.
I'm Hannah the Hippo, a devoted vegan all the way, here today with a household tip. You can reduce allergens by laundering your pillowcase once a week. It's also a good idea to wash most pillows about every 6 months, following the manufacturer's instructions. Thanks so much for being veg and going green to save the planet. Thank you for tuning in. And now for the weather around the globe.
Humanitarian news, the United Kingdom plans to donate over $27 million yearly to Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan until 2015. Secretary of State for International Development, His Excellency the Right Honorable Andrew Mitchell, Member of Parliament, said the contribution will help to improve public finance management, access to water and sanitation, and health care reform. Our sincere appreciation, United Kingdom, for your care and generosity. With heaven's blessings, may warm-hearted citizens of Tajikistan and Kyrgyzstan gain great benefit from your kindness.
In cultural news, a well-known Mexican entrepreneur and philanthropist inaugurates a new museum in Mexico. Mr. Carlos Slim Helu has opened the Soumaya Museum in Mexico City, which will house over 60,000 works from the 15th through the 20th century. These include masterpieces by Auguste Rodin, Diego Rivera, Rufino Tamayo, Paul Cézanne, Henri Matisse, Leonardo da Vinci, and other world-famous artists and sculptors. Named after Mr. Slim's late wife, the $34 million museum has 6 halls of exhibition space. Admission for visitors is free. Our congratulations, Mr. Carlos Slim Helu, on this amazing museum. May the timeless treasures it contains bring joy and inspiration to enthusiastic art lovers for years to come. Ahead on Noteworthy News is the series of Shining World Leadership presenting the American-based project Hopeful, which assists families and individuals in adopting children with HIV/AIDS. We'll thank God for creating all our lovely animal friends. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more gratifying news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, conducive news for a favorable world. And now for our series of Shining World Leadership segment on Project Hopeful, whose founders have adopted 6 children from Ethiopia.
For decades, Supreme Master Ching Hai has exemplified unconditional love through her worldwide humanitarian work. She has inspired our association members and countless people across the globe to follow her compassionate example. Through enlightened leadership, a better world is truly possible. In recent times, a new and exciting phenomenon has been on the rise that is bringing much hope and light to our planet. More and more leaders and governments around the world are adopting practices that greatly improve the lives of their citizens, man and animal alike.
Project Hopeful is dedicated to sharing information and encouraging the adoption of orphans with HIV/AIDS. The nonprofit, whose name stands for Help Orphans and Parents Eliminate Further Unnecessary Loss, assists families and individuals in learning about the specific requirements of children with this medical condition and in preparing for such an adoption.
The humanitarian organization was co-founded by Kyle and Carolyn Tweetmeyer of the United States, whose own first adoption was of three siblings from Ethiopia, one of whom has HIV positive. Another three siblings, also from Ethiopia, were later welcomed into the loving family, which includes a couple of seven biological children.
In 2010, Project Hopeful, in collaboration with Equality for Adopted Children, EACH, had been instrumental in achieving the removal of the U.S. government's immigration waiting requirements for children with HIV/AIDS. Workshops clearly giving medical facts about the care of HIV youngsters have also been held throughout the USA. As a result of these efforts, the number of families committed to adopting a child with HIV/AIDS has risen. Bravo, Kyle and Carolyn Tweetmeyer, and all those involved with Project Hopeful. May each precious child flourish in a cherished family with God's abundant grace.
Let's enjoy some humor with a joke told in Creole or Haitian entitled, Excuse Me.
Client dit Cévèze là, excusez-moi, moi ouais doué tout à trempé dans sous plan pendant wap vini avec lui. Cévèze là répond, oh, ok, sous plan pas chaud.
And now for our viewers' heartlines.
Thanks a lot for your excellent television program. I am an English teacher from Iran, and most often I watch this channel to improve my English. God bless all of you. Sincerely, Hamid from Iran.
Recently, I discovered your channel, and I'm enjoying it so much, and I'm learning so much. Mehrak from Iran.
Amicable Hamid and Mehrak, many thanks for your supportive notes. It's great to hear that watching Supreme Master Television has been beneficial to you. We wish you many hours of viewing pleasure. May the munificent Allah bless you and all the peace-loving people of Iran.
If you have a heartline today, we welcome your heartlines and stories. Please send them to heartline at suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your presence on Noteworthy News.
May your heart sing in blissful oneness with heaven, wishing you a joy-filled week.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
To support Singaporeans' continued knowledge of the Tamil language, which along with English, Mandarin, and Malay are the nation's official languages, the government allocates $800,000 to expand learning opportunities among primary and secondary students.
UK researchers announce a first-ever regeneration of muscle tissue using cells from a patient's own body as they hope to replace currently complicated surgical procedures with ones that offer a much higher guarantee of success.
During a UN Security Council session on the reconstruction of Haiti, 42nd U.S. President Bill Clinton lauded Cuba's post-quake assistance to the country, saying that over 1,000 healthcare personnel have stayed to continue serving Haitian people.
China announces a five-year flood prevention plan that includes water reservoir reinforcements as well as significant improvements to more than 2,000 large and medium-sized river mechanisms.
In an effort to promote healthier lifestyles, Mayor Thomas Menino of Boston, Massachusetts, USA, issues an executive order banning sales, promotion, and advertising of sugary drinks on all city properties and functions.
Dottie, the donkey of Scarborough, UK, receives the first ever such award from animal charity PDSA for her devoted actions in halting an attack on her sheep friend Stanley, as she fearlessly intervened and held an aggressive dog immobile on the ground until human help arrived.
For her noble and courageous deed, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Dottie with the Shining World Hero Award, along with 1,000 euros for goodies and bedding.
During his visit to Ao Lạc or Vietnam, U.S. Commerce Undersecretary Francisco Sanchez highlights educational opportunities for Ao Lạcese or Vietnamese students interested in studying in the U.S. and its importance in improving relations between the two countries.
A study by University of Oxford researchers in the U.K. finds that vegetarians are at lower risk of cataracts than meat eaters, concluding that diet is strongly linked with cataract risk.
We thank all the reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.